Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome to the Shepherd's Call. Call a friend. Tell them that the Shepherd's Call is on air. We got some real good information for you. We think it's very timely and very useful and very beneficial. You see, we're here to teach solutions, not to present problems. We are of the solution kind. Praise Yahweh. We are the positives that believe that we are on the winning team. Now, the gloom and doom prophets are like the foxes on the desert. And ladies and gentlemen, just preaching and teaching fear does not do anything except stress out the soul, the mind, and the body, and it leaves it in a very bad situation. Now, solution is a soothing herb or a tonic to the soul, meaning that Yahweh's ways being past finding out, so who can search out the matter? It takes kings. Now, kings are the chosen Melchizedek kind, those who have graduated from the milk onto the meat of the satisfaction of the strength of the word. Well, we're in a very, very timely solution thing. And that is, we are Ephraim. We're on the winning side. We're the double fruit portion of Ephraim, and that's interestingly the very name Ephraim in Hebrew means double fruit. And we are the double fruit or the double portion children of Yahweh. And we don't care if the New World Order comes in, we will still possess the kingdom. We don't care if all of the sky falls, as a Chicken Little was scared of. Let it fall. We believe that there shall be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. We do believe that we're more than conquerors. We believe also that greater is Yahweh in us than Satan who is in the world. Therefore, we know that we are part of the solution, not the problem. Praise Yahweh. You see, there's a lot of problem people, and people that are the problem most of the time are criticizing the problem. Now, if you're the solution, then you have the antidote for the problem. Praise Yahweh. Now, let's get right into the message. We're going to really get after it tonight, praise Yahweh, as we're trying to wrap up the series on Ephraim. Who is Ephraim in Bible prophecy? If it takes a couple of more segments, we will be willing to give that. We need to get on down in the depth of the scriptures and search out the ways which are past finding out. If I had 1,000 years down here and you had 1,000, we would still be short of time because the Bible says that today is the day of salvation. So we got to move quickly and we got to move surely and we got to move correctly. And the word is given for the inspiration to correct us and to inspire us and to lead us down the road of righteousness for his namesake. The Hebrew word translated for a company of nations, assembly or company, or we could say community of nations in Genesis 35:11, is the Hebrew word quahah, and means a congregation which is called together. It is translated assembly 17 times in the KJV, the King James Version, and a company 17 times, a congregation 86 times, and multitude 3 times. The word is often used when referring to a large army. Now, Yahweh give us the facts to consider. I told you last night, if you were standing in the Atlantic Ocean and you were looking due north to the compass, then Ephraim would be on your right to the west, and Great Britain would be on your east. Well, isn't that interesting, praise Yahweh, that the right hand would be Ephraim, the children that went west. If you will look on the compass of the chart of the directional count of the constellations, you will see that Joseph Ephraim, the birthright inheritor, that he is on the west compass line, due west. And that's where the majority of the white Aryan race of Jacob came to, the west. And now we are in the west, the United States, which is, if you will consider for a moment, the United States and the British Commonwealth in comparison, which one rose to supremacy in the world first? Of course, it would be the elder, or it would be the British Empire. But the empire has passed on into history. It is left with a commonwealth, most of which member nations are purely Gentile in composition. Only Britain and Canada and Australia and New Zealand can claim to be primarily of Anglo-Saxon extraction. But in the 1783 area up to then, the 13 colonies which broke away from English rule in the United States established their own government. 13 United Colonies, which in merely 200 years exploded into 51 United States. This was the younger brother who would grow up last but surpass his older brother in power, numbers, economic strength, and today the descendants of the British nations number about 100 million people. That is all they have. Whereas the population of the United States is approaching 300 million. And of course, we lead in industry. We are the strongest, most mighty, prosperous nation. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we have given away the store and still can't give away the prosperity and the fruit and the abundance of the wheat and things that we can grow in this nation. It is absolutely awesome of the fulfillment of the land of milk and honey. Only one country in the world can take that distinction and carry it into reality, and that is the North American continent of the United States, where we have the 48 original states expanded and now a few overseas that we have incorporated into the nation as 51, but in reality, we are still the 13 colonies expanded in our vision and horizon. We are independently governed, praise Yahweh, about three times. We are expanded now. In comparison, we became three times what Manasseh would be. Now, if Manasseh is the United States and Great Britain is Ephraim, then we've got all of these prophecies in reverse. And Yahweh himself becomes a liar. But ladies and gentlemen, we know that Yahweh prophesied truth and that Jacob, his prophet, gave the three times double that of his brother. And we again reiterate, Ephraim is the double fruit. We are the ones that will push the enemy with the horns of the unicorn to the ends of the earth. We are the Aryan race. We are the white supreme race in the earth that has grown and exalted ourselves as the mightiest nation in the earth. Now, that has to be the United States, and the United States would have to be considered Ephraim. Now, we know that white identity or white kingdom principle teachings in the 1700s in Great Britain was that British, in the height of their zenith of their power, they took themselves to be the birthright people of Ephraim. Therefore, Great Britain became known as Ephraim and the offspring, Manasseh, as the United States. But that is an error, ladies and gentlemen. In the centuries before 1800, the descendants of Joseph's sons grew into a multitude in the midst of the earth. That's in the midst of the earth, just as Jacob prophesied in Genesis 48:16. Jacob prophesied that Ephraim would become a multitude or a large group, fullness, if you will, of nations, in verses 19 and 20. This prophecy recalled the words that Yahweh uttered to Jacob at Luz, which was in Bethel, I am El Shaddai. Be fertile and increase, a nation, yea, an assembly of nations shall descend from you. Genesis 35:1, some think this group of nations must be the British Commonwealth, as I have told you, that in the power of the British Empire, then she gave herself the own distinction as being the fulfillment of that prophecy. But she has declined, and now she is nothing but a commonwealth, and her influence in the earth is minor compared to that of the United States of Ephraim. Now, if we look at the Hebrew word translated nations as goy, and becomes a word meaning massin, and can be translated into also a people, a troop, a flight, it simply means a collection or group massed together. Over 300 million here in the massin state of Ephraim, which has become the greatest nation, and thus a company or assembly of peoples. Could then there be an accurate translation of this word that is rendered 86 times a congregation, 17 times as a company, and 17 times as an assembly, all the same word? Thus, Ephraim was to become a company, an assembly, community, or fullness of peoples or nations. Historically, the 10-tribe house of Israel was, in reality, a company of nations. Historically, the house of Israel, composed of 10 tribes or nations, shows us how to interpret the expression company of nations. It does not mean a loose alignment of nations in a commonwealth, such as we see in the British Commonwealth. The 10-tribe house of Israel was one kingdom, yet it was a company or group of tribes or tribal nations within the kingdom. Therefore, the prophecy of Jacob was that somewhere on earth during the last days, I emphasize during the last days, there would be an assembly or group of nations or states, which is the United States descended from Ephraim. It would be like ancient Israel, one nation or kingdom composed of united groups within it. And this is amazing. How the prophecy of Yahweh could be fulfilled when he was given all those prophecies. Jeremiah spoke of a place where all of these were to be fulfilled allegorically, and all these things have been realized historically only in the United States as Ephraim. Now, through history, the primary meaning of the word state has been a sovereign, independent country or nation. When the French King Louis said, "Il est moi," he was referring to one of the provinces, but France as a whole. As any dictionary shows, the word state is synonymous with nation. Webster defines state as a politically organized people or a body, usually occupying a definite territory, especially one that is sovereign. We often speak of the nation states of Europe. Originally, the 13 colonies that became the United States of America were each independent sovereign entities, but they agreed to become united, thus more than any other single country on the face of the earth today, the United States of America fulfills this prophecy directed toward the sons of Ephraim. It alone today is truly a company or group of nations or states united politically into the greatest single country on the face of the earth. The state of California, just one state now, alone has an economy that would make it the fifth largest, now the fourth, national economy upon the earth. Just one state, California, would become one of the most powerful in the economy of its own state. Now, a company of nations, then, is a gathering or a congregation, a group, or assembly of sovereign nations, a union of equal members who are under central control, just as the sovereign states of America are under the control of the federal government. At issue, which was decided at the Civil War of the early 1860s during the administration of Abraham Lincoln. Pause and reflect. That is where we went wrong. From that day, we have ceased to be a central state or union. We have become a federal organized government that is in rebellion to the laws of Yahweh. We can't even pray in our own schools anymore. Our founding fathers would think that that was dreadful and awful. They would turn over in their graves if they knew how that the federal government has now took and destroyed the Constitution. That's the problem we have. Don't worry. Don't fret. Don't get excited about this, ladies and gentlemen. You will see a correction of a problem sooner than later. Why? Because Yahweh give us this prophecy that we, as Israel, would remain before him as a sovereign nation as it was long as there is a sun and a moon and the stars, that Israel would remain before him. Now, it is Yahweh in heaven who controls the rise and fall of the nations according to Daniel chapter 2, verse 21. Although virtually no one has seemed to notice it, Almighty Yahweh has left the identity of modern Israel in the most obvious place one could imagine. In the very name of our nation, the United States of America, it is the only nation in the world directly named under, quote, Company of Nations. Isn't that marvelous? Not only that, but Manasseh was to become a great nation, not a company of nations. And only one modern nation is known as being great, and in its very name, Great Britain. The official name of Great Britain is, of course, the United Kingdom, a single great nation or kingdom. The important thing to grasp is that the United States fits both the type and the biblical interpretation prophecy of company of nations. The House of Israel was a company or union of equal members, none of whom were sovereign. Now, this fits for the United States. It does not fit Great Britain or the British Commonwealth, because the British Commonwealth has never been a company of equal states. Britain has always been one great nation. Now, in decline, alarmingly so, you know what the Bible says, the elder shall serve the younger. And wasn't it the United States that had to go in World War I and settle the issue for our brother Manasseh? Wasn't it the same issue that was settled by our Ephraimite brothers who would push the enemies to the end of the earth? That is the prophetic utterance of this great nation in World War II. We had to again redeem or rescue our great brother Manasseh in Great Britain. The British Commonwealth is a collection of scattered independent satellite nations around the world under the authority of the single great nation of Britain. The British Commonwealth is a collection of scattered satellite nations under the authority of this single Great Britain. Now, on the other hand, the United States is an assembly of 51 United States who have given up their sovereignty in the interest of collective political union and are, for the most part, united geographically, as was the House of Israel anciently. The United States began with 13, then we reached the West Coast. We had filled up our land with 48 states, perhaps paralleling the 48 cities for the Levites in ancient Israel. Isn't that prophetically awesome to think about that? That our original 48 states were the prophetic 48 cities for the Levites to govern in ancient Israel. And that we did have a war between North and South, just like in Israel, that Judah in the South warred against Israel in the North. And here we reversed over here. It was the North versus the South. And notice, then we added two more to reach a fullness of 50, and then we've added one more, or five times the number in the House of Israel of old. And 50 is the Jubilee number, or number of completion. Thus, the United States is the company, fullness, and assembly, or a congregation of states that Ephraim was prophesied to become. On the other hand, if Ephraim were the nations of Great Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa, and so on and so forth, then when the prophecies of Hosea spoke of Ephraim calling to Egypt or going to Assyria, which of those nations would be meant? If Ephraim was composed of widely scattered nations, the prophecies of Hosea would be unexplainable. It would be impossible to determine to which part of Ephraim they applied. Are you following me in this prophetic trail of Ephraim? Who is Ephraim in Bible prophecy? One, obviously, is that the prophecies directed toward Ephraim in the Bible are directed to one united country, one sovereign nation, united together, as Ephraim was historically and as the United States fulfills that today. The very words of the United States Constitutions reveal our national identity. The Constitution begins, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union." Now, let's look at the United States, a union of nation-states. Ephraim was in the prophetic countries to become a united company or assemblies of peoples. Now, isn't it interesting that the United States is famous around the world for being the melting pot of the nations? The United States has more immigrants from more diverse locations than any other nation on earth. This is both a strength and a fatal weakness. The prophet Hosea foretold this condition, which would describe Ephraim in the last days. Hosea wrote, "Ephraim mixes with the nations. Ephraim is a flat cake not turned over, white on one side and baked black or brown on the other." How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Foreigners zap his strength, but he does not realize it. His hair is sprinkled with gray, but he does not notice. Hosea chapter 7, verses 89. Now, this is very wonderful and promising. Ladies and gentlemen, we are solution solving tonight. We are in the prophecy, and we're going to tell you who you are, United States citizens. If you're Aryan, you are who my message is directed to. Pastor Buddy, I'll be back in two. You stay tuned. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard tonight. We're trying to give you some biblical information that may be very important to you in the days to come. Now, we're telling you this because we see sad days as we read in the book of Hosea. It is the prophetic book in the Bible for Ephraim. It is contained within it great promises, and also it is contained in the book of Hosea a very disastrous end if we do not correct ourselves as Ephraim for birthright. Now, we are descended from Joseph. Joseph was the son that delivered all of Israel. And we play that most important part. We believe that there is going to be a third world war, and that war will be concentrated against Ephraim, or better yet, against Israel, the place of the double fruit planting. Ephraim's name itself, as I have indicated, means that double fruit, and it is the envy of all of the other nations, the pagans, the enemy, ladies and gentlemen, that will come in like a flood. But there shall be a standard lifted up in the last days. Yahweh now is getting ready an army of men and women together who can, one can chase the thousand, and two can put 10,000 to flight. Now, I want you to think about the awesomeness of the Spirit of Yahweh. It is the most misunderstood power upon the planet. With the power of Yahweh, one man, we would type Samson here. Samson was given the jawbone of an ass, and he slayed 1,000 men. And that's what we're talking about. Now, we know that that special gift was not in Samson. It was in the power that Yahweh had given him, the power of the Spirit. So then, America will be given in her weakest hour. There shall arise in Jacob, and that is here in America, a voice that will bring back the resurrection power of that great anointing spirit back to Ephraim. He'll again save Jacob Israel out of his distress. And we shall, at this time, we shall establish a government by Yahweh. Now, let me give you that again in case you missed it. For all of those out here that would try to criticize our present government, we wonder what type of government, if they have the choice and they could choose, who would run the government if they would put anything in there that would be any better than what we got. I truly doubt it, because they themselves do not know how to rule the house of Yahweh. How can they rule the nation that holds us together? Now, you first must be partakers of the fruit. Now, it's not a government of the people, it's a government by Yahweh. Yahweh being the eternal king, bound only to his word and his directive spirit, and in that day, that's what we're looking for. Now, notice Ephraim's very name, double fruit, and the United States, which exploded onto the world scene, becoming a world power just at the turn of the century, and the 20th century has been hailed as America's century. This is, folks, this is astounding what America, the United States of America, has done or become in the last 200 years. Very short time as nations go. Historically speaking, the United States grew with rippling muscles and grew past his older brother Manasseh, far surpassing him, and yet they are united by language and cultural ties unlike that of any other nation on the earth. They are true brothers, sometimes arguing, squabbling, fighting, but back-to-back against any common enemy from the outside. That's been repeated in the last 200 to 300 years of our history, that we have fought against or among each other, but when the time comes, we are fighting for each other. Now, let me give you the prophecies that Jacob said in his prophetic statement. Listen to me. As Jacob prophesied that the younger brother Ephraim was to be the greater than his older brother, Jacob plainly said this now in the 48th chapter of the book of Genesis where we're at, and we're now at the 19th verse. Nevertheless, his younger brother will be greater than he. Manasseh, the firstborn, was the older. Which nation is older? The United States or Great Britain? The fact alone should tell us that Great Britain was the older brother, Manasseh, which was to be great. That's the word, great. I want to really emphasize that. And what nation on the earth is named or is known by great? Great Britain. And even it in itself, that word alone fulfills the prophecy unlike any other prophecy to fit a nation today. What about the United States? Is it greater than Great Britain, even as Ephraim was to be prophesied greater than Manasseh? The United States, let me give you some statistics here, is the wealthiest nation in the world in terms of resources, business, assets, gross national produce. Although we have become the world's biggest debtor nation by far due to our sins, and letting the enemy come in, if you know what I mean, counting our money, as Benjamin Franklin warned, beyond our means during the last decade, we comprise only 6% of the world's population. That has been reduced now significantly, and yet we control over 40% of the world's wealth. Now let me repeat that. We're only less than 5% of the world's population, and we hold over 40% of the asset wealth in the world. That would be better to say 50% if the truth was known. We are the breadbasket of the world. We have fed nations that can't feed themselves. We are the most generous of all nations. Now, what does that tell you? That types Joseph and the blessing birthright tribe Ephraim was to fulfill the double portion blessing, which is America. We have been granted a double portion of wealth and beauty and power up on the earth. Praise Yahweh. Our gross national product is over $5 trillion annually. Either California or New York could be the fifth or sixth richest nation in the world if they were separated. The state of Illinois produces more than the entire continent of Africa. Are we talking awesome here, ladies and gentlemen, or what? Now, what nation would fulfill the prophecies of the birthright nation? Of course, that would be the United States Ephraim. And notice this, the eight industrial states from New York to Illinois, now get this, produce as much as all the common market of the Soviet Union and or Latin America, Africa, and most of Asia and the Middle East combined. Now you heard me, right? Let me give you that again. The eight industrial states from New York to Illinois produce as much as the common market, the Soviet Union, all of Latin America, Africa, most of all Asia, and the Middle East combined. And at one time, you could throw Japan in the mist, praise Yahweh. But like I say, our sins are beginning to find us out. We're on the decline. A lot of our preachers are frantic. They're nervous and stressed out, and they're running to and fro, seeking rest and finding none. Ladies and gentlemen, you will find the most corn in the calm. Notice when you go to slop the hogs, as my dad used to give me the job, and I notice the unique ability of the old sow. Most of the other young Schultz were in the pen. They would climb over one another, fight for position, and the old sow would get down at the bottom, lower part of the trough, and she would get all the slop. That is from experience. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've been given the blessing of Yahweh, and yet today we have squandered our inheritance. Now we are like the prodigal son. We are down at the time when America fits the allegorical situation of the prodigal son. We are in need, and we need to return to our father's house to gain again the inheritance, and this time have a government by Yahweh, not the people. Jacob plainly, clearly says that Ephraim was to be greater than Manasseh. The United States is greater by far than Great Britain. It is the United States which is the greatest and most powerful nation that the world has ever seen. Young Ephraim was to be the greater than the older Manasseh. This alone, apart from anything else, should conclusively settle the question of which is Ephraim and which is Manasseh. So Ephraim's national wealth and prosperity in the end time was prophesied by Hosea the prophet as he foretold, Ephraim boast, I am very rich. I have become wealthy. With all my wealth, they will not find in me any iniquity or sin. Hosea chapter 12, verse 8. Again, I reiterate, if you want to know the prophetic prophecy of Ephraim, United States, read the book of Hosea. It has been the United States which has soared to the status of the richest company of nations during the end times, not Great Britain, Manasseh. The comparison in national wealth is meaningless. There is no comparison. The economy of the United States has been the engine that has driven the free world since the end of World War I. It has led to post-war recovery of the entire earth as we have bailed out nation, country after country, and built it back. Germany is an example. Russia is another. And we could go on and on and on and on. France and England and all these that have recovered at the expense of Ephraim's generosity. Further, there is no comparison in military power between the two nations in the last days. Hosea prophesied of Ephraim, or the United States of America, if you will. Notice the prophecy in Hosea 13, verses 1 and 2. When Ephraim spoke, men trembled. He was exalted in Israel, but he became guilty of Baal worship, and he died. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, and you hear me in my ministry. If you listen and you're a regular listener, you hear me criticize the bell boxes. They have sprung up across America. They have become multicultural in aspect of religion worship, and we have now gone into apostasy like no other nation, and we will reap the whirlwind of our works and efforts. Praise Yahweh. Notice, they will become guilty of Baal worship, and they will die. Now they sin more and more. They make idols for themselves from their silver, clearly fashioned and imagined, and all of them are of the work of the craftsman. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've become a nation of pleasure seekers. Oh, yes, we're mighty. We can send our F-16s. We can even send a remote plane around the world with no one sitting in it and bomb and bring wreck havoc with a nuclear weapon. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the most awesome nuclear arsenal. We have enough in our arsenal under the seas now sailing in various parts of the earth to destroy the world 10 times over. Just this nation alone. Notice when the time sequence of Jacob's blessings, Manasseh, he mentioned first that he would be great. And then he mentioned Ephraim would be greater than his brother. Time-wise, therefore, we see that Manasseh was to shoot to greatness first, even as Great Britain did in its example. But then later, his younger brother, Ephraim, was to shoot past him and surpass him in greatness, wealth, and military might. This is just what happened in the prophetic prophecies fulfilled. Britain became a great country, a colonizer first, but then America suddenly grew up and burst her bonds and became the economic, industrial, and military colossus of the world, the greatest United States the world has seen in all history. Now, what is amazing and incredible is of Jacob he uttered 4,000 years ago, shortly before his death. In Genesis 35:11, listen to this, Yahweh told Jacob that his sons would become a nation and a community of nations. Notice which came first, the single nation, a nation, meaning Great Britain. Then a community of nations, and that is the prophetic word of Yahweh. Then as the community of nations or United States were to follow, again, this is exactly what history records, and we have the evidence. The single nation, Great Britain, became first historically and was great. And Britain ruled the world or the waves, and the British pound was the international currency, and the sun never set on the British Empire. But then the company of nations, or the United States, followed, and as prophesied, surpassed the greatness of the British Empire at its height. After World War II, no nation or no empire could compete with the United States of America. It ruled the sea lanes of the world. Its currency, the dollar, was the foundation of international trade. Thus, Ephraim, the United States, surpassed his older brother, Manasseh, or Great Britain, which was prophesied by Yahweh to promise to the seed of Jacob in about 4,000 years ago. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are fulfilling this prophecy. Now, we're down at the bottom of the hour. I will continue this message as we go into the fourth part. This is the third in the series, and it looks like it's going to become a five-part series on who is Ephraim in Bible prophecy. You need to obtain these tapes for your own conclusive study, as we are now in the process of going about establishing the truth that has been in error for so long. You see, in the last days, the Bible says that the truth will come forth, and it will come forth from the sons of Ephraim. This is the granted grace of Yahweh. Nothing good that we've done. As you will read in the book of Hosea, we've become a bunch of drunkards, and we've become a bunch of idol worshipers and Baal servers. But in spite of all that, Yahweh, in his prophetic promises, will remain true to his word. You see, he can't deny himself. If we deny him, he cannot deny himself. Our blessings will continue until, in the last days, I am prophesying that we will be attacked from within first and then from without by an awesome enemy in the last days. This will be the third and the final conclusive world war that after this war, America will win. The sons of Ephraim will take over this country, praise Yahweh, and they will rule in headship company of mighty ones. That is what Yahweh and Elohim means, a headship company. And ladies and gentlemen, we will honor our father Yahweh. We will set up his laws, and everything in America and at the earth, for that matter, will be subdued. There shall be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness for his name's sake. Very exciting. You don't want to miss tomorrow night. We're going to continue the fourth part of the series, Who is Ephraim? Now, if you'd like to call me tonight, I would appreciate if you would. I'd really love to talk to you. We have received calls throughout the whole day of people calling in and talking about the series. We appreciate it, your comments and things of this nature. Praise Yahweh. Some say that they've never heard any teaching like it. Some say that it is very enlightening. Some say that it's very confusing. And so you have a sampling of the calls that come in. Well, Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call, write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me, call me at area code 423-626-2172, and I'll be glad to talk with you. And tonight we've been talking about Ephraim. That's an amazing nation. Praise Yahweh. And you're living in it here if you are Native American. Praise Yahweh. Now, if you are those that immigrated into the country from Great Britain and other European countries, you are the backbone of what America was to be and is to become. Now notice we have given way. The beast of the field and other seeds have been sold among us, and we are now paying the price. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that day, that will be reckoned and righted in the days to come, praise Yahweh, with, or as I predict again, a third world war. This will be fought upon the shores of America. Your great founding father, our first president, George Washington, saw this in a vision, and it's a very horrifying vision. If you don't have the vision, then call Pastor Buddy, and I will see that you get a copy of George Washington's vision for America. And we have other prophets that's prophesied. I'm not the only one. I am just reiterating what prophecies have come. Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call, my time is gone, and we're down at the bottom there. Yahweh bless you and keep you till tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and listen in to the Shepherd's Call when we will continue part four of Ephraim and Prophecy. Yahweh bless you, Jacob. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station.